Roscoe.
What's going on?
Yo.
How are you?
We're in the middle of this old crib.
Well, there's the right music. Now we're vibing. Yeah. This old tenement.
This old love shack.
How about it? Getting the place all ready to bring in your blushing bride.
How about it?
Now, when you carry over the threshold in your building, you know the threshold is like down there, and you got to get it up 6 flights of stairs.
The tape here, you know, Den is manning the tape.
Ah, Denois. Wish you were manning the Echo.
I can only get this station good on this one broken down box that won't play tapes anymore.
That's funny. We can only broadcast with this one broken down box that won't play tapes anymore.
It's kind of a circular, boy, I almost slipped there.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fun thing this morning with the cops. You know, I went out there to get some orange juice and some grapefruit juice,
mm-hmm.
and grapefruits and stuff. And, you know, there was a van right there on, I guess it's 6th Street, across the street from Benny's Burritos.
Not the van, though.
Not the command center.
The heavily armed recreational vehicle?
Yeah, not that, but the, just a van.
Uh-huh.
And there were like 7 of them sleeping in there, you know? So I was going over to give a book to Straw, and when I walked by, I like rapped on it, you know.
Ooh.
And they kind of, but they were sleeping so hard that they didn't like jump or anything.
They're piled up on each other like dogs.
They just kind of moved around, and when I came back, they were like yawning and stretching and stuff. I'm going, hey, you guys have a good nap? They go, yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh. And last night it was a great one. I went by, there was like, you know, they got these crews that are going to do the supposed renovation,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But there's like some court thing holding that up.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hope they don't do the Union Square vibe to it, you know. It'll be, you know, really awful. They just redid the damn park, you know.
No, they did one end of it.
No, they did. They cleaned out the other end, too. I mean, they don't need, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But anyway, so...
Driving range.
These guys were, yeah, that would be nice.
Batting cages.
That would be good. But these guys were Park Service guys, and they had one cop with them, because everybody's got a cop around here now. You know, you can have one.
Ray's got 40.
If you call, you can have one or two. And so I'm walking by, I'm going, hey, how about that OT there, Charlie? And the cop looks at me, he's got the total, dung-eating grin from ear to ear, and he goes, how about it? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
His boat's paid for.
It was like, yeah, there's Evan Rudes all over the place, you know? It's like, man, snowmobiles, wave runners, jet skis.
Rec rooms, man.
All that kind of stuff, yeah. The Biermeister.
Yeah.
You know?
How about it?
Beer for just pennies a glass.
Wow.
Yeah, those cops. I think, you know, they're just cops. They're just kids who, you know, kids from alcoholic families of other cops. And, you know, what are they going to do?
Dad was a cop and his dad was a cop.
Become a cop. You know, they got it all figured out, you know, what they get to do. And
get fat, get married, get divorced.
Yeah, it is amazing to see them, you know, the only people in the park now are like, you know, kids and occasional ball players and cops with just, you know, they're getting the most amazing to-go stuff, you know. The pharmacy even has a to-go menu now.
Really? In honor of the NYPD?
Yeah, you know, because some cops are the pierogi-type cops, but then you also have your, you know, your blackened ribeye-type cops.
Yeah. You know, 2nd Avenue Deli is cleaning up, even though it's kind of a long haul, that
they've got all the scooters and things. I've seen so many different types of vehicles painted blue and white, you know, just stuff that I never knew that they used before. I did see, like, one of those all-terrain vehicle things that was painted in city blue with a cop with a helmet on it.
It's amazing. They do have every single type of vehicle available there, and every single one has been used at one time or another for a food run.
I haven't seen any Porsches, you know.
A police Porsche?
Yeah, they got them, you know, in Holland with pretty rakish paint job. But
yeah.
I was kind of, you know, that's next. I did see last night there was, you know, it's amazing. The white shirt guys are the boss dudes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that one of them had, like, this really tricked out Lincoln, you know, with like phone and fax machine and everything.
Awesome.
They've been
a fax machine in it.
Yeah, they parked their good stuff right there by Brownies. You know?
Yeah, by the H A R V.
Right.
Oh, how does that go?
Heavily armed recreational vehicle.
Saw stripes on cable, you know.
Oh, man.
So speaking of cops, you getting ready for your Southern Songer?
Yeah, I've been worried about the New York plate vibe.
Yeah.
The rent a car that I'm getting and probably even have Jersey plates.
Right,
you're not from around here, are you?
We're doing it with Jersey plates. It's Hound and Sally's Most Excellent Southern Adventure.
Also known as, is there a problem, officer?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're doing good on the way there because, you know, that there's a cop that put out this guidebook of how to avoid tickets and stuff.
Yeah, we did it.
And the beginning of the month is good, you know, but on the way back is when you're going to have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because that's when they got to catch up on their quotas and stuff. Mm.
Make up for lost time.
Yeah.
So, you guys, do you got refreshments out there?
No.
Gatorade. It's the best we can do.
Is there, you know, college people running around? Or?
No.
This is ours.
Hey, what happened? Oh, it's the tape. See, this always happens. This is like the Den vibe. This part will be not on the Hound's copy of the show.
Yeah. It's...
Triggers on it.
I have a good 3 years of interrupted vibe reports on tape.
I figured, you know, if I was doing it myself, I might get it right, but I thought, you know.
Well, you know what Alice does? Alice always switches the tape right before the vibe report, like during the last song, which is a good time to do it.
That's what I should have done, but I was, you know, busy looking for this phone number that I still can't remember after, you know, the last 2 years since they changed it on me.
Mm. Mm.
I remember it every once in a while, but I'm not going to, like, speak the private super vibe number over the air.
Thank you.
Please don't.
So what are we going to do now, Den? We're just basically waiting for the poly to dry here.
Get drunk.
Yeah, well, we got that.
Oh, good.
Polyurethane? So you guys are stoned.
Oh, yeah. Stoned and drunk.
They're having a hands around the park thing right now out there.
Hands around the park?
Yeah, they got like old people and punk rockers alike holding hand in hand trying to circle the entire park to keep the evil bulldozing cretins out of there. But they're in there already.
Well, they're just going to try and keep them in there for 2 years.
It's just another one of these activities, you know.
Womping a dead horse.
There's going to be a sack race later, I believe.
One of my favorite things.
Is there any way that we can make money off of this park thing?
The donut cart. I was talking with Chris about it. The Mojo Guitars donut cart. Just ride through there. Somebody's got to get up at 6 in the morning or whatever, but just walk a cart of steaming hot donuts from Dunkin' Donuts at ridiculously inflated prices, and the ones that haven't tuned into like the local food thing will go for it in a big way.
Donut holes for 50 cents each.
There it is.
Yeah.
What do you want, officer?
We'll call them Polies.
Yeah.
You know what we can do? Make a bunch of money. We could sort of run a delivery service from Rosemary's, only we'll jack up the price between Rosemary's and the cops and make a fortune.
The handling charge.
Yeah.
You know, they've been chickening out and going to that god-awful pizza place across from Alcatraz.
Well, they like it there. You know, they like it there because they got two windows. They got a front and a side, and, you know, that's the first thing that they learn is, you know, to watch their back.
Plus, whenever they go into Rosemary's, everybody jumps on the floor.
Exactly.
Well, you know that watch
you hear
the back
sort of shredding
thing.
And tearing and flushing sound in the back.
It's not a safety thing. They're told to watch their back because they don't want people looking at their back because they're so fat from feeding themselves all day long. They learned that from their dad.
The spare tire factor.
Yeah.
But you know. It's an honorable job for, you know, potato heads.
Well, you know, it's basically like working for the DMV, except you get to shoot people sometimes.
Every once in a while. They got some fine-looking lady cops over there.
True, true.
But they're walking around with that 15-pound belt. That's got to be 15 pounds, the thing.
At
the
least.
Nightstick, the gun, the ticket book. What else they got? The walkie-talkie.
Mace can.
The electric nose hair trimmer.
Handcuffs.
all that stuff.
Yeah, no, the drag with the lady cops is that they got to, you know, those are about the most unflattering trousers in the world, and they do have to wear those flak vests, so, you know.
And they're cops.
Yeah.
Well, and they're cops.
I can get over just about anything.
Yeah, but they're like, probably, I don't know
except
that much
that.
About women cops. Maybe I better keep it that
way. I was busted
way.
By two once.
You were?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, riding my bicycle on the sidewalk. It's kind of a long story.
Oh, yeah?
You got the fashion violation for the two short shorts.
Yeah, well, it wasn't
they
exactly
had to take, they had to take them in and investigate.
They were lady cops that dug other lady cops. It was a pretty weird scene.
Joan Jett fans?
Yeah, exactly. Lick the alphabet.
Cool. There you go. Well, can't blame them, you know?
Yeah, it is, man.
Let's see now, what was I going to do? I got this brush here. I think I might have to get back to work. So, yeah, that Sunday thing should be pretty good over there with the, you know, people get drunk and they can go out and talk to the cops and see
exactly what
they are buying.
You can check out the latest in police recreational vehicles at
there it is.
Right out front.
Where did
of
they
them.
Get that one?
From the set of Stripes.
Really? Really?
Oh, it's so cool, man.
Definitely.
It is
your
great.
Your tax dollars at work, it's the most obscene piece of hardware I think I've ever seen.
But it really gets me because, you know, over the years I've come to really believe that, you know, you can't really rock and roll without a diesel vehicle, you know. Like, it's not rock and roll unless there's a little bit of diesel blowing in the door, you know.
Just ask Jer.
And it,
I was going to say
tour bus, fat tour bus driver with his spare teeth in his pocket.
I ain't going into New York. I'll drive you boys in, but I ain't spending a night in there.
Come on, honey. I won't hurt you.
None.
Actual quote. Mm. But, you know, so every time I walk by the thing, I get a whiff of diesel, you know. I think, then I start going, you know, where's my two cases of beer, you know?
Yeah.
Where's my grilled my, you know? I love that grilled my. I gotta go out and do some of these summer gigs so I can get some sword steak sandwiches, man.
Rocking all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Spain. But first, I have to do next week's gig.
Right. You're getting married.
Boing.
I still haven't heard you exactly say the word yet.
What?
That you're getting a man.
That I'm getting, you know, like, well, I'm engaged. I'm going to be joined in holy...
Hey, speaking of food, our friends didn't, you know, it was definitely the, you know, the bachelor party thing where the stripper just about got trampled and guys had, you know, who didn't get excited till the pizza arrived.
There was more cheese on the stripper than there was on the pie.
That stripper looked like Kenny Laguna's wife. She looked like a Long Island nightmare, you know?
Well,
she had the frosted hair and everything. She's on the phone, you know, trying to rearrange her stuff because she's got two more parties to hit tonight before she has to go home and, you know, like, get the kids ready for school. And holy moly. Yeah, the foreigner. What else was on there? The babies, maybe? They were like...
Angel? I don't know.
They were like the foreigner B team, the babies.
Uh-huh. Triple A.
Oh, man. So the Bulls won that game? You said that was great?
Yeah, it was a very good game.
What? Hey, you know, that first set was really awesome. That there was some really savage stuff there.
What set?
The first set that of the day.
Oh, I think we missed it. The instrumental set?
The Wang Bar instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, the Johnny Guitar Watson thing, that's pretty
that's
brutal.
Pretty
yeah,
psychedelic.
You know, play along with that.
So what's tonight's plan?
Dinner?
Yeah, dinner and rest, I think, for me.
Really?
Yeah, I got to get up and do a bunch of things tomorrow, including changing the oil.
There's nothing really to do except maybe watch for pre-riot condition, you know?
Yeah. Then tomorrow there's a bunch of stuff. There's stuff to do, like, all week for those of you who wants to do stuff.
Yeah, I think I might see if I can maybe sing with Jer, do the phone thing again.
I was toying with doing that myself.
Because I,
No, me.
Well, maybe I'll play guitar with him over the phone.
That was an idea.
Because I don't think I can make it out there because of this renovation vibe.
Mm.
But, last night we ran into some drink-buying hound listeners. That's always a good thing.
Oh, right. Thank you, Hugo.
Hugo?
Unfortunately, I wasn't drinking last night.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't around.
He was looking for you. He was hanging out.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, this night, tonight, me and Den, as your ambassadors, will be out there living the dream. And...
Buy him drinks.
Yeah, we'll be at number one and number two, you know?
Throughout the evening.
So, and be nice to those cops. And, you know, if you're nice to them.
And there's in the unlikely event that they're nice to you.
Maybe they'll buy you something.
Yeah. Like a egg.
Yeah, right.
If you ever go to Staten Island.
Yeah.
The cop borough.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Well, that's the sound of me spending money over here on my crib. This
okay.
is maybe the longest vibe report ever. The phones may be lighting off. Get that guy off the air and play some more noisy, out of tune, rockin' type stuff, please.
Okay, Roscoe.
Hello,
there it is.
Big cops. Big cops, everybody.